Hey guys, this is Sagar Veer, and today we are back with a new podcast. And today's podcast doesn't have any guest. Today's guest has just told me that he has some work and he won't show up today. So today's guest is going to come tomorrow. But what we are going to talk today. So it's just that there are many topics I want to cover. And there have been many questions people have been asking me. So we will go one by one into that, because and I will expand on that and how I feel and what's stopping me, what things I think about when no one is around me, and many more. Okay, so let's take the first question of today. That Vraj Shah is my good friend, and yeah, I took a trip with him to Uttarakhand. There was an unofficial trip I took with him in 2018 in Jan, and this was one of the greatest trip, because this was I took this trip in final year, and I don't know everyone. There were very few people I had a good connection with, but this is how unofficial trips are. You have to take 50-60 people with yourself, and fucking like, I would suggest don't ever go on unofficial trips. Like 50-60 log ke sath jaane ka zarurat nahi hai. Just go with 4 friends, because you can decide and you can do whatever the fuck you want. But this is not a good idea to go with 50 or 60 people. It's just that it's pointless, and all the time we are running. We are just running. There's no point. Like pura time hum bhaag hi rahe the. Ek jagah pe khana bhi nahi kar sakta. And if you are 4 of you, then you can go sit around, chill, and have a good meal. Even you can go for a good restaurant or a very high class, higher classy restaurants, like a 5-star one. Or you can go, like we had gone to Wake and Bake in Manali when we visited Manali for the first time. No, yeah, in 2016. This was in 2016. And that was just 5 of our friends, my firefighter group. And we had the best time of our life, and nothing can be nothing was compromised in that. We were just like kids. We spent around 20,000 to 25,000 for 5 or 6 days. So you can imagine how much of the enjoyment we have done in that trip. And we also rented a car, Innova. We also rented a car. We also rented a Royal Enfield to get the feel of the road trip from Delhi. Till Delhi, we traveled by train. But Vraj Shah, my friend, has asked me to talk about Area 51. So, I have heard that in Area 51, this was the war zone of USA, and they have spread mines all around it. In that, so whenever any normal human being supposed wants to go in, he might die, because it has radioactive elements in it. So it has uranium, so you might get affected by it. And fun fact, radioactive element is not good for us, so you shouldn't do that. And even I saw a documentary on Netflix. It's Bob Lazar was the person. Like, the Area 51 is the S1 unit, where all things are experimented by the Secret Service of USA. But there are multiple units in this Area 51. So S1, S2, S3, S4. So S4 is the part where Bob Lazar, this scientist, he's not a scientist, but we will call him a scientist for now. Okay, so he was approached and he was taken in to work there, and he worked there, and he said that he saw 9 UFOs there. He saw 9 UFOs there in that area, and in that area he saw two UFOs were under him. One was operative and one wasn't operative. So he saw one UFO operating. And there's a Netflix documentary. You can go watch it anytime you want. But people are skeptical about it because we don't know that is he telling the truth, is he mocking us, or but by listening to him, because he has been grilled for this for around 30 years now. So like really, how long would you take this lie and be with it, be stick to it? It's very hard to stick to that lie if someone is telling that lie. So I think he's telling the truth, but I don't know. And that there's also that approach that when we think that yeah, there is someone else, and there is a huge, like this is not a minute possibility that other than humans someone would been existing outside this earth or outside this galaxy. Someone might be existing, we don't know. There's a very minute possibility, because when we think of that, the position of the earth, where the earth is positioned, it's a very minute possibility that we have created. There is a possibility that this biosphere has been created for us, that there's air, there's ozone layer for us. And if this can happen, so there is a minor possibility that someone else, maybe more advanced, more intelligent species, might be existing outside and might be watching us all the time. And so I'll tell you this, that once I was smoking weed, and after that I was driving home. And I don't suggest doing this, but this is like, you won't, that weed is not wrong, okay? So first of all, I want to clear that I don't think weed, doing weed is wrong. So this was the time when I did this weed, okay? So I don't know how to tell you this, so I will just put it like that. Okay, I did the weed and I had to leave because I had to go home and go back to Pune. And that time I was just driving my car, and that I realized that I just started talking to myself, and I thought of this idea that we might be taken over by aliens already. If you think that someone intelligent is there, then he might be there within us. Like he must be roaming with us. If they are more intelligent, more capable, more sufficient to do these things, then they might control us and we don't know. There might be bots running around with us, and everyone is so weird. Everyone has so different perspective, so different thought process. That Elon Musk, how one guy is so smart? Can you imagine? Like Einstein, how like, look at KRK, what the fuck is this guy? And look at Elon Musk or Einstein, what the fuck is this guy? So there is a lot of difference in both the guys, and we are from the same species, we are humans. So I don't know, like if there must be something that we can't be saying that there's a zero possibility that this might not happen. So moving ahead, I won't bore you on this. So there's a second question my friend Abhijit Hodbe has asked me, that your journey after completing engineering and tips for the one passing now in and tips for the one passing now in 2020. So I'll quickly touch upon this, that your journey after completing engineering. Yeah, the journey after completing, first of all, this journey to complete engineering was a ride. Has taught me a lot of things. I had this mental blockage. Even today, I have some kind of mental blockage about things. I resist about things. I have problems about accepting things. I have multiple problems, like everyone. I might be ignorant about many things. I won't understand. I won't care about you or many things. But in engineering, as we go outside, as we leave our comfort zone, as we go out, we start to understand ourselves. We start to help ourselves. We see ourselves, ki who we are. And sometimes you might like it. Sometimes you like that person. Sometimes you won't like that person. And engineering is that phase of my life where I started looking at myself, where the things stop to matter. You won't like. I used to not get affected by many things which people used to say me, like if I'm fat, if I had this, I did this experiment that I had grown my hair still this long and I just had to do it because I just loved it. No one is doing it, so I believe that you should try it. Why don't you try it? Like we always say that I want to do that, I want to do this. So it's just that was the starting, that was the steps I took. Like if you want to grow your hair, just grow it. If you want to color your hair, just do it. Don't wait for others to tell you that how do you look. People will adapt. If you took a bad haircut one day and your friends are laughing at you another day that yeah your hair is shit, it doesn't matter actually. It doesn't. After 2 days, they won't even consider that. They won't. They just look at it, okay, there's a bad haircut. And I understood that because when I was in school and I had this horrible haircut because this guy just sab chota kar diya usne. And I was with my friends, with my hockey team, and they started laughing at me. And everyone had the shit hair. Everyone was with shit hair. No one had good hair. No one. And they were judging me. And I thought, I'm so bad. I can't compete with this world. I don't know how to live. I was in 11th or 10th. I don't even remember. I was so small. I was helpless. But after a few days, they didn't even remember that this is me. They were my friends. They helped me. They were playing with me. They were always beside me. They didn't care how long my hair was. They just accepted me. And this is the life you want to live. This is the best thing you will live. These are the kind of people you want to surround yourself with, who will be always there for you. They would laugh with you. They will laugh on you, for you, but they will be with you. And with you is very important at the end of the day, because what are we trying to achieve here? Like, we want to do this, we want to do that. I want to achieve this podcast. I want to be like, I don't know, like Tim Ferriss or Joe Rogan. I don't know if I would be able to achieve it. Like, I have so many comedian friends. Everyone wants to be a big celebrity. Everyone wants to sign and all. Everyone wants to be like, Bill Burr or Joey Diaz or Kenny Sebastian, Canon Gill. We don't have any clue that what is coming our way. It's just that we need to keep on doing what we love, man. This is one life. We just have to keep on running, keep on pushing, and just go forward with. If you like it, if you want to do something, just get up and show up. This is what I have learned from Joe Rogan. Just show up, man. Half your work is done when you just show up. And uske baad apne aap cheeze hone lagengi. So just show up. And after that, I learned these things in engineering. So this, your journey after completing engineering, I learned these things. I learned and then I started applying these things in my life. And this is what I loved, that, okay, these things work also. These are not the things they are just talking about. So that's why I started loving this talk thing, that when we talk to someone, we communicate. Because in this world of media and social media and applications, we just text. We love this word text. We don't talk. People have stopped talking. They are not talking about anything. They're just there and you are there and we are just living this life and we are just there. Okay. No one talks so much. No one wants to interact. Even if you are there, you won't interact with your parents for an hour or sit with them or chat with them. You would be sitting on your phone and doing nothing. Even I have done it. I am not saying that I haven't, but we need to realize that we have been doing this. And this might be boring for few people, but this is the reality. And one more thing I want to tell you, that sometimes you won't like to hear it, that okay, I know this. Yeah, you know this, but hearing it, like, why we get angry with our parents. You know that. Why we get angry with our parents? Because they show us the reality. They would tell you the things you know, but you are not doing it. So we get annoyed, we get angry. Why are you telling me these things? I know that already. And this, I have been a big victim, I'm not the victim. I can't say I'm the victim. I'm the one who is doing the harm. So I am not the victim. Victim is the person who I am harming. So this is how we need to understand things, that this can't be done. This is not how we want to live our lives. We just have to change few things. And tips for one passing now in 2020. I think that in this situation we are in, it's good thing and it's a bad thing. Good thing because we are living with our parents, we are living with our closed ones, whoever are not with their family and all. It's a really depressing thing that few people are not able to do what they want to do and all. And these labors and all, they are like ruke hua hai, yahin pe pade hai, khana nahi mil raha and all. That's a bad thing. I understand. I'm really like bura lagta hai mereko bhi. To, but kya karega tu? I can't do anything. It's just that this situation is so bad. And this is how I use my time, just to learn new things, just to converse with people, just to build your relationship with others, so that at the end, when this gets over, I have strong relationships with people. And this is how I want to grow my podcast. So this is at the end, I want to study, I want to do this podcast, I want to grow my YouTube channel, I want to grow myself. Everything I'm doing, the podcasting thing, the YouTube thing, to talk to you guys, or talking into the camera, or making content, or this studies, whatever this is, why are we doing this? This is just to understand and make ourselves a better human being, because this is going to help us. This is going to help us in any, like, no one is trying to do all these things. This is how I think, that no one is trying to improve themselves on every basis. No one will take that much effort to exercise, to do meditation, to do yoga, work on yourself, improve your language, improve your skill, improve your technical skills, improve your, learn new software and all. And these things we are always doing, that it's hard. It's just hard. Even I'll tell you that when I exercise, I'm not able to concentrate on my studies. When I'm studying, it something or another gets out of my hand. And it's a bad thing. I need to understand how things work, how I will be able to manage things in a better way. And I'm learning that. I can't be doing this. I can't be slacking in my life. Right, my point is that we slack. Like when we have planned something that we are going to sleep for 6.5 hours or 7 hours, we get up at 9, or we get up at 10, or we get up at 6. We have decided to wake up at 5:30 and I wake up at 11. So this is how we are wasting our time, and this is a bad thing, and I understand that, and I need to improve this. So we are going to work on this, and I suggest you guys also to work on this, because this is where you will be separated from the crowd. If you want to be in that crowd, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. No one is stopping you. But if you want to get out of that crowd and be unique, or be something different in life, so then you have to do other things. You can't be the same person that everyone is doing. You can't do that. You just have to get up and start doing it. Just implement and execute in your life. It's just that sometimes you will slack. But understand this, that you are slacking. If you don't even give the thought that you are slacking, then you are in deep, deep khadda. Yes. So there's the next question that Renoy Verghese has asked me. The two prince hai kya? So prince is not that I'm a prince or king, he's telling me. He's asking me that there was a friend of mine whose name is Prince. And he has asked me that to Prince again, because Prince, we used to say that he's a dumb kid and all. So maybe he's calling me dumb or something, but I don't know. I'm a dumb person or not. So maybe you could say I'm somewhat dumb because I'm not the greatest. I'm a comedian. I like to say that I'm a comedian, even though I have done it for 4 or 5 months. But I love this word comedian, and I love to go on stage and perform. Even I stammer, I have anxiety while going on the stage. I get scared. I don't perform that much. I get scared a lot when I'm going on stage. But I love to be called as a comedian, and I want to do this a lot. A lot of shows I want to do this. That's what I'm telling you. So one more question, the next question which my friend has asked is Sudish Menon. Do you earn money doing this? So I'll tell you that podcasting has given me no money. YouTube has given me no money. Obviously, studies, I have no job, so I don't have no I there's also no money. Stand-up has given me some money, but I'll tell you how much it has contributed in my life. That I have done a show that was a stand-up comedy acting car, like a small chota sa auditorium wala show. There was a setup, there was a good acting like studio setup. Okay, so there's a YouTube that video is on YouTube, but this was the third time I performed in my life, and it was the subject was on engineering, and I prepared a script and I did that. So that was hard actually, because to have that mic and there's camera, there's lighting and all that, it scares. It's a scary thing for the first time you do it, and it fucks with you. Yeah, it fucks with your confidence. But when you do it and when you get out of it will give you a boost in your confidence, because it's not a regular setup which you are in. Because so many people are expecting things from you, and you have to deliver, because there's a show going to be put on. So you can't be shivering, you might be scared at first, but you have to adapt, and you have to show them that you are growing. And that's what I have been trying to do myself, that I want to grow myself. But yeah, in stand-up I performed once, and in that show, and I was the finalist in that show, and they had a prize money of 10,000. But unfortunately I wasn't that good, because I just started it, and I was expecting that I must win, I would win, I might win, but I didn't. So I was a finalist, so that's why they gave me a pay of 500 rupees. So that was a good thing, and I never spent it. I would spend it when something legit I achieve in my life. Until then it's fine, everything. I am worthless right now, like nothing. I'm just a worthless guy talking to you guys, just giving my experience. I don't know if you guys even know me. Like, you know my name, you don't know how I feel, right? I don't know how you feel. It's just a try. I'm just trying to explain you that how I'm going through this experience of life we are in. And so Sudish Menon, I have earned only 700 rupees from the stand-up from the September of 2019 till today, and it's a very small amount. Like, when I did a show, I got a legit show, it paid me 156 rupees, and I had spent more than that in travel, so it wasn't worth it. But you asked, so I'm telling you that this is how life is. One more question from my friend Shrikar Shukla. He is a comedian. He's a good comedian. He has been awarded. You must be knowing the Habitat where comedians go and perform. Like big comedians do give out their videos on YouTube. So he was nominated as the best, one of the best open micers there. So his question is, दिन भर यही सब करता है तो अपने पिताजी को यूपीएससी की पढ़ाई का धोखा कैसे देता है, और यह तैयारी का बहाना किस लिए? सो आई वॉन्ट टू टेल यू दैट आई हैव बिन डूइंग दिस यूपीएससी फॉर अ वाइल एंड आई डिडंट अचीव एनीथिंग. ओके बट आई अंडरस्टूड दैट नथिंग इज गोइंग टू बी ईजी इन दिस लाइफ. नथिंग इज गोइंग टू बी ईजी लाइक ऑर्गेनाइजिंग शोज और परफॉर्मिंग और प्रिपेरिंग फॉर यूपीएससी. और ओके सो आई कॉन्ट कंपेयर दीज टू थिंग्स बिकॉज दीज कैन बी मैनेज. दीज आई डोंट नो हाउ आई वॉज मैनेजिंग दैट एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम बिकॉज देर वर 9 सब्जेक्ट्स एंड लाइक आई विल टेल यू दैट देयर इज प्रीलिम्स मेंस इंटरव्यू एंड वेन एवर यू फेल इन वन ऑफ देम सब्सिडी के गेम जैसा वन से स्टार्ट करना है एंड एवरी थिंग इज सब्जेक्टिव. यू नीड टू एक्सप्लेन, यू नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड ईच एंड एवरी थिंग, ईच एंड एवरी पर्सपेक्टिव ऑफ द लाइफ एंड अदर्स लाइफ सो दैट यू कैन बी अ गुड पर्सन, अ गुड ह्यूमन बींग, अ गुड डिप्लोमैट पर्सन सो दैट यू यू वॉन्ट ब्रिंग इन योर बायसेस वैन यू आर जजिंग दीज जॉब्स. सो जजिंग अ पर्सन वाइल मेकिंग अ डिसीजन you need to understand these things because doing a government job is a very tough thing because you are meeting, you are taking decisions for others. You have a very big responsibility with you. You can't be fucking up others' life. It's just tough and in India it's more tough because Indian people are very emotional. They are very attached. If you bring in emotion, if you have that emotional connect in your videos, in your content, in your everything, the emotional connect will bring people close to you. And this is what we love about India. Like, this is where we make our friends. Our best friends are driven by emotion. There is an emotion which is driven. And we'll go to the next question. We can, like, okay, I'll tell you something about, I'll tell you more about this, that, और यह तैयारी का बहाना किस लिए? इस मैं बहाना तो नहीं बना रहा हूँ. लाइक आई वोंट डिनाई इट दैट वो बहाने के जैसा लग रहा है. इट लग तो रहा है एंड इट इज लाइक आई सेड आई हैव अ प्रॉब्लम विद एक्सेप्टेंस. सो बहाना आई हैव बीन यूजिंग दिस टाइम. आई एटलीस्ट ट्राई टू स्टडी फॉर 2 to 3 hours. इट्स नॉट अ बिग डील. इट्स नॉट दैट मच बट आई एम डूइंग माई बेस्ट एंड आई विल improve it. I'm going to improve that and I'm going to work on that so that I make my parents proud and I make my life a better thing for the people around me. And I want to be capable enough to make opportunities for myself and for my friends and for my family so that everyone around me gets to have a cake, a piece of cake in this life. So everyone is going to be good at a good stage in life. And I don't love to favor anyone and I don't even want any favors from anyone. It's just that it's just how it is. You just have to live this life and make people happy and that's only one. I want to do things unexpectedly. I don't want to expect anything from anyone. It's just keep on doing what you do, what you love. And this is what my parents have taught me, that just do things you love, just help others, don't expect anything. It's the good things don't ex- like there's a quote from a movie that the beautiful things don't ask for attention. It's just they know that they are beautiful. They are not waiting there that someone would click my photo and then tell me that you are beautiful. It's just that peacock knows that you can, that you are beautiful. He just knows. He's not waiting. The peacock is not waiting for anyone to tell him that how much of a beautiful animal or a bird it is. So that's how I see myself, that I know that I'm what I'm capable of, what, how much I can achieve, how much hard work I can do. I know the limit. I know my bar. Where is that bar? And I haven't been doing it. So I get upset with myself that I have been slacking. I haven't gone that much far. So next question. Bharat Agarwal, what made you start podcasting, favorite podcast, etc. Okay, so my aim of starting this podcast was to, like, I won't tell you a different reason. It's just that I saw the first and my no family member is watching this live, so I'll tell you that. Even the four of them, like, I'm the fifth one, so there are only four people in my family. Okay, I'll repeat the question. Bharat Agarwal says that, what made you start podcasting and favorite podcast in ETC? This is his question. The first thing I was struck by this podcasting thing was the Joe Rogan podcast, and this was the first time I came across that there is a thing called podcasting which has been going on in this world. In the developed countries, it has been a lot of podcasts which have been coming up for many years now. And in this podcasting world, there are a few names, like Tim Ferriss, then Sam Harris, then Joe Rogan, then Chris D'Elia. That few are comedians and few are great intellects, and they have a very different taste to their podcast. And I want to be the person that is not famous that much, but I want to get famous by this podcasting. They don't have, like, I want to be a comedian, I want to be a podcaster. A comedian who has a podcast, who has a great comic value, and he has a great podcast. So this is how I want my story to be, that I want to do podcasts. And these are a few my favorite podcasts. But he has asked me that, when, what made you start podcasting? So I didn't have the balls, first of all, to start this. But after few things happened, I have talked about this multiple times, and I gained confidence, and I just started it. I wasn't good. If you saw my first podcast with my brothers, I have two brothers. They are twins, and it wasn't that great. We did it in English. We all three of us sat and talked in English, and this, I started that because this was where I was talking with my brothers in English for the first time, and I wasn't good. Straight up tell you that I wasn't good, and I won't say that I am good right now, but it's just that I saw that opportunity, that this might help my family and me. Because this would help my brothers to build their confidence, and they would gain something out of it. Because this is not easy to talk to, like, to have lives and everything. It's just hard. It's just hard. You can't have the motivation to do every day. That's why there's a problem with consistency. Why can't everyone do this? It's just hard. And if you want to achieve something, if you, like, when I started it, I wanted to do this podcast for an hour. But that was when I started it. I wanted to do an hour. You're getting me. And it was fucking tough. It was tough to do an hour on first day. It was tough. I did my first 53 minutes. I remember I talked with my brothers for 53 minutes, and I had no topics, I had no clue what I was going to talk about. We just rattled anything, whatever we want to do. But this was the start. And now I think that I can go for an hour or more than hour. And people know that this is tough to talk for an hour to be relevant. You might get different topics, you might write down different topics, but it's hard to come up with the intellectual idea to articulate ideas, to give your opinion in a right format, or it might be that it might upset few people that whatever I'm talking or not, but it's just that if you believe it, you just have to go forward with it. My last question is going to be from the Akhil Nair. Quarantine mein motivation kaha se la raha? This is his first question. And okay, I'll go with this first. Quarantine mein motivation kaha se la raha? He's asking, like, I want to tell you that I am not motivated at all. I'm just like, about podcasting, yes, this is the greatest opportunity I have ever got in my life to do this many podcasts every day, and I don't want to waste any time. That's the reason I'm doing this solo podcast today, because the guest wasn't available today. So I'm not going to stop the show because the person is not there. My guest is not there. It's just that show has to go on. If you are there, it's fine. If you are not there, it's fine. I'm going to go forward with it. So this is how I think that if you want to do it, like this guy, Akhil Nair, promised me that he was going to upload every week. So yeah, I took your question, Shukla Shekhar. Then this quarantine motivation, I don't think I'm motivated at all. I don't think. I have been, like, for last 3 days, I haven't exercised. I did my yoga, I did my meditation, but I haven't done my exercise. And I'm getting fat. I'm getting fat every day. But I'm studying a lot. And again, I'm telling this lie. I haven't been studying at all. And tells us, this is how our brain plays tricks with us. And tells her that you have done a great job. You have done a great job. You are doing good. You are doing good, bro. You are doing good. But you are doing nothing. You are doing nothing. Just look into the mirror and just scale your whole day. Just scale your whole day. Like, when did you wake up? When did you go to sleep? When did you wake? When did you get up from your studies? When did you go for your bath? When did you go for whatever things you do at home? Utensils or channel, whatever. And after that you took a snap, you took a shit, and whatever, this podcast, whatever you want to do, just list it down and see how much things you are doing, and you will understand that there are not many lot of things that you are doing. It's just that all the time you are wasting your time. So that's where we want to put in few things which are productive and which might help you to grow inside, like in your inner self, and it would help you in a very different manner. And I don't know from this where I'm going to go. Aur kal raat ko kya baat karne wala tha? Yeah, this was the second question, that kal raat ko main kya baat karne wala tha. So I was on a conference call with Akhil Nair and Saurabh. He's my friend. जिसके साथ मैं बजा हूँ कभी कभी. It's just that I was sad about few things. I just that कि I ate something wrong. Like, I'll tell you what I ate. Like, मैं तुम लोगों को बताता हूँ कि मैंने क्या खाया है कल. कि पहले मैं दही और चिवड़ा खाने के लिए लिया. फिर उसके बाद दही चिवड़ा तो लिया ही था. उसके बाद मेरी माँ ने ऐसा भजिया जैसा तला था. कट्टू भजिया तल के रखा है, भजिया भी लिया विथ सॉस. और फिर मेरी माँ बोली कि गरम गरम हल्दी का दूध भी पी ले. तो मेरे प्लेट में दही चिवड़ा, गरम हल्दी का दूध, सॉस और पकौड़े भी थे. तीनों मैं खा लिया एंड देन मेरे पेट ने छोड़ दिए, बोला अब डेथ है तुम्हारा. एंड देन इट अफेक्टेड मी अ लॉट. लाइक उसके बाद मेरे को चूरन खाना पड़ा रात को.
Welcome, poison girls.